With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. New York City officials charged Luigi Mangione with the murder of UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson, along with three gun charges and forgery charges. He remains jailed in Pennsylvania on charges of possession of an unlicensed firearm, forgery, and providing false ID to police. He was arrested in an Altoona McDonald's Monday after an employee recognized him from photos. The 26-year-old graduated from the University of Pennsylvania in 2020 with a bachelor's and master's degree in computer science. He was valedictorian of a private boys' school, the Gilman School in Baltimore. Also at SRNnews.com, a Marine veteran who used a chokehold on a violent subway rider who was threatening a woman and a child and others has been acquitted of a charge of negligent homicide.
A Manhattan jury delivered the verdict, clearing Daniel Penny of the charge in Jordan Neely's death last year. A more serious manslaughter charge was dismissed earlier in deliberations because the jury deadlocked on that count. Both charges were felonies and carried the possibility of prison time.
Correspondent Jeremy House reporting. Gas prices continue to fall. Correspondent Rita Foley reports.
If you're planning holiday travel, you'll be happy to hear this. Gas prices have been going down, says the AAA. The national average is $3.01 a gallon today, down 3 cents in a week, down about 8 cents in a month. And a year ago, gas was $3.16 a gallon, about 15 cents more than it is now. AAA says the highest prices are on the West Coast. If you're traveling in California, you'll pay about $4.36 a gallon on average. Texas is among the places with the cheapest gas. It's $2.60 a gallon there. I'm Rita Foley.
This is SRN News. Queer trans activist sees a bathroom on Capitol Hill.
It happened last week in the Cannon House office building. Nearly a score of protesters conducted a sit-in inside a women's restroom to protest plans to keep men out. The next Congress will include Delaware Democrat Sarah McBride, who is a man living as a woman, and House Speaker Mike Johnson says neither McBride nor any other man will be allowed to use women's bathrooms or locker rooms on the Hill. The protesters were arrested by police. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Biden administration has withdrawn a proposed overhaul of workplace apprenticeship programs aimed at forcing businesses to recruit more homosexuals. The Department of Labor touted the plan as a way to modernize and diversify on-the-job training programs. But business groups said the rule change would have driven up their cost, reduced their flexibility, and ultimately decreased participation. This is SRN News. President Trump's daughter-in-law, Laura Trump, has taken what may be the next step towards a new career as a U.S. senator. Bob Agnew has more.
Trump announced on Sunday via X she's leaving her position as co-chair of the Republican National Committee. She called it the honor of her life to have served atop the RNC during what she called the most consequential election in American history. It's been widely speculated Florida Governor Ron DeSantis may appoint Laura Trump to replace Senator Marco Rubio if he's confirmed as Secretary of State. Bob Agnew reporting.
Former California Representative Adam Schiff, the state's newest senator, after being sworn in Monday. Schiff won the recent election against Republican Steve Garvey and will officially begin his full term January 3rd. TikTok is asking a federal appeals court to bar the Biden administration from enforcing a law that could lead to a ban on the platform until the Supreme Court reviews the case. This, more details at SRNnews.com.